Unit 6. Competitions. Reading. Last Saturday, the representatives of three classes of my school took part in the annual final English competition organised by our English teachers. Its aim was to stimulate the spirit of learning English among students. The competition was sponsored by the Students' Parents' Society. Miss Lien, our English teacher, explained the competition's rules to the students. To participate in the contest, you have to work in groups of three. Each group must complete five activities in all. On completion of each activity, you'll have to answer the questions on the worksheets within 2 minutes. The judges will observe and score your performance. The maximum score for each activity is 15 points. At the end of the competition, the judges will announce the total score of each group. The group that gets the highest score will be the winner. The winner will be awarded a set of CDs for studying English and an Oxford Advanced Learner's Dictionary. Now let's start our competition. Hung, Tu and Nha were the members of Group A. They quickly read the questions and tried to find out the answers. At first, things went smoothly. They almost completed the five activities. But in activity five, Hung had difficulty reciting the poem. He could not remember the last sentence. Time was up and the judges announced the results. The winner was Group B, which got 70 points. Hung's group got 65 and Group C got 60. Tu felt a bit disappointed. Hung apologised for not being able to complete the poem, but Nha made it better by saying, "For me the most important thing was our participation in the competition, and the enjoyment we had from it."